Well, it's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Once again, I want to thank Brother Josh and the whole church for allowing me to come up here and preach, but more so, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And this week's been a crazy week for me. I got something out of this message myself. After going over it, I was thanking the Lord for opening up to my eyes and seeing what is in front of us, which is the Lord's words. And sometimes it teaches us things in life that gets tough. So if y'all don't mind, turn with me here, Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 11, and it says here, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, and against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." Let's pray. Lord, thank you for this day, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would hide me behind the cross, Lord. Just fill me with the Spirit, Lord. Lord, just use me as a mouthpiece, Lord. Lord, look, if there is someone here today, Lord, that's just hearing the voice, Lord, that's hearing your word, Lord, that they'd come to know you, Lord, if they don't know you, Lord. Lord, pray for the sick, Lord. Pray for the lost, Lord. Lord, pray for the people that's not able to be here, Lord. Pray for the surrounding churches, Lord. Pray for this church, Lord. Lord, let us just be a light into a darkened world, Lord. I pray that you would just put the people on high, Lord, that you would pray and heal them and heal the people that are sick, Lord. Lord, pray for the doctors and nurses and people that's on operation, Lord. Lord, pray, watch over them and keep them safe. Pray for the schools, the surrounding areas, Lord. Lord, pray for everything that's going on, Lord. You know that everything's in your control and not in ours, Lord. Lord, that this be your honor and your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And it says, "Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." The meaning of this is tricks and deception. Satan does everything that he can to deceive and trouble, harm everyone, especially Christians who are trying to serve the Lord. He wants to take your time. God wants to give you time. Eternal life is what I'm talking about. I'm not perfect by no means. And you're not either. We're all sinners. And we have to come to know that. And if you don't know Jesus Christ, you can. God wants us to put on the whole armor of God, not just one piece. You need all of it. It's like a football player. if he comes out there without the helmet, he's going to end up either getting hurt or the coach is going to tell him, hey, you need to go put that on. For why? He's going to try to protect his players. He's going to try to protect his players, which is us, the saved. Jesus is out to save us, not hurt us. And I'm so thankful for that, because so many times that I could have been hurt, but he's told me to go get protection. Go find prayer. Go find the Bible. Get into his word. Find God's will. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So wait right there. It says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of the darkness of this world. So we know there that there is a life after this life. Because he says, this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So you think that you're in a valley and you're not going to get harmed. You're going to get harmed. If you're on the mountain, you're still going to be on alert. Just because everything's going right doesn't mean that everything's going to go right. There's been plenty of times me and you've been inside the woods, and I'm walking solid ground. And then all of a sudden, I sink down. What do I need then? I need help. I need help. Just because I think that everything's okay doesn't mean that everything's okay. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all, to stand. When you have done all that you can, when you have done all you can, and the armor keeps us standing in line. So it's kind of like us in a battle, a forefront. When there's someone that is in need of something or has fallen down, we need to help them up and get them back up on their feet. And to be able to withstand against the devil. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. God wants us to use this armor. He wants us to... God wants us to use the armor. If there is an armor not being used, then you're not doing God's work. God's warriors, as warriors of God, we have to have faith and fight and use. Then you're not. Let's see here. Together, because the devil is against us. The devil's always against us. He's always going to be after us. No matter if we're singing, preaching, or teaching, or even just sharing the gospel, he hates that. He hates that. He hates that we are sharing God's love, peace, and joy. And right here it says, on 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, in which thereunto with all preservation and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an adversary and a bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. There's a lot of times that I don't speak boldly, and I don't tell others about Jesus Christ. But there it tells us that we need to speak boldly on His name. Don't be worried about what you wear going to church, because you're not going to church for the people. You're going to church for God. Don't be worried about what time you show up. God's on time all the time. Are you on God's time or in your time? Don't worry about what other people are going to think. Worry about what God's going to think. Worry about what He thinks the most. I've struggled with that so much. I've broke down in tears at my job this week, thinking that I have failed, because I know that I haven't failed. The devil puts it in my mind that I have failed and that I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to have Jesus Christ. He's a liar. You're exactly right. And the only way we can put this to an end is we all gather up as an army, dust off the shields and our swords. When someone's in need of a Bible, I was talking to someone a couple weeks ago, and I still have this Bible that my nanny gave me, and it sits to the side. I don't open it as much as I do my other Bibles, but I told them, because I came to an understanding that if I had to give that Bible away, I would have to give that Bible away. Because why? They need it. They need that Bible. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how tough it seems, help one another out. Pray for one another. I've been taught that if I had to give up something that I need to, I think of Jonah in the well when God told him he had a chance. Why didn't he not do it the first time? So hard for us to think and let God do the work. Just because this Bible is our sword, it doesn't mean it's going to physically stab them. It's going to start within the heart. Conviction's going to set in. That's Jesus. That's not us. That's works that we can't do. But our word speaking through and to them and showing them the Bible is what's going to actually pierce their heart. Without us going and telling and showing and giving, today I know that I would have to give my nanny's Bible away. Yes, it would hurt, but it's just the Bible. The Bible's supposed to be in our hearts, in our soul. God wants us to share the armor. That's my next thing. God wants us to share the armor and make the gospel known boldly. God is so good. So many times that I have failed Him, but He's put it right there in front of me. There's been plenty of times that I've been just walking or talking, or something happened dramatically and I would see something good out of it. And I'm starting to see that more throughout my walk with Christ, is that just because something bad's happening doesn't mean that the Lord's right there with you. that He's walking with you. Dust off the armor. Let's use what we have, the tools, the amenities. This is God's house. Let's use what we have and share what we do know. And that we do know that we have a Lord and Savior. Let's make an intercession right now for you and I today. Being bold takes prayer and patience. No one is perfect. No one is perfect. Like I said, I've failed them. I have. And I ask them for forgiveness every day. There's so many times that I can't thank Him so much, because without Him, I'm nothing. I'm just as filthy rag. I'm nothing. I don't even deserve His love, His patience, His kind. And right here, that's why in Romans 3:23, it says, "For all has sinned and come short of the glory of God." See, this is all for God, not for me, not for no one else. I want others to know there is something to live for. There's something to fight for. Just because you think you have it bad doesn't mean that someone ten doors down or three doors down has it worse. You don't know. You just heard all these prayer requests. You just heard all these prayer requests that is in need. A key word of in need of something. And that is Jesus Christ. Our end result isn't here on earth. It's in heaven. And that's where our treasures is going to be laid, at Jesus' feet. I can't wait, Brother Daniel. I can't wait to see His face. I can't wait to see all the things that God has for us. We don't know everything for a reason. But I'll tell you this, God has worked miracles, and He can work every prayer request that was said tonight. He can work through. It's so often looked over that, you know, it's like a football game. There's so many penalties that just gets looked over. God has done so much that people don't see it. He's gotten you here tonight. For what? For you to hear God's word. Not my word. God's word. I'm talking about the Bible. He loves you so much that He'd do anything for you. For which I am an adversary in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. I'm going to leave y'all with that. Speak boldly about Jesus Christ. Speak boldly about His word. Speak boldly of the prayer request, because He hears you. He hears every single one of them. You can pray going down the road. You can pray at your work. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep the good fight. Fight for Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Brother Greg.